Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, we appreciate you listening to us on 910 The Fan or 105.1 on the FM side. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, and we are streaming live on the Odyssey app, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Coming up later this hour, we've got Chunky's Hypotheticals,
ooh,
Contenders or Pretenders.
Yep, doing that
soon. Hey, Valdez, how about this? How about spice up hypotheticals? Can we also sprinkle in some listener hypotheticals with your hypotheticals? Or is that just taking away too much of your shine?
Sure. If they have some good ones.
They have a good one.
They can run them by Drab. Yeah. Drab can filter them through.
They don't necessarily have to be in the news like yours, but you figure something out.
On the 9 o'clock hour, it's Game Show Wednesday. We'll play some Name That Heart.
Very good.
Plus, Mike Rizzo and Mike Loxley.
Mm. Pack show.
Yep. Like it.
Time now Cut for the entertainment page.
All right. It's driven by BMW Fairfax. You know him. You love him. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my guy, Mike Walker, he's my guy, you know, over at BMW Fairfax, has no interest in charging you interest. How about this? Just 2.99% of most X-Series models. I've got the X5. My buddy just bought the i7. They got it all for a limited time only. Find out more at bmwoffairfax.com. Speaking of, I'm driving today after the show. My 5.5 hour jaunt to Ithaca.
That's longer than a jaunt, my friend. That's a borderline odyssey.
Yeah.
Not an odyssey, an odyssey.
And I have to drink like the don't sleep little 5 hour energy things.
Yep.
Because if I keep drinking this stuff, I'll have to pee every half hour like cakes.
Yeah.
So I got to make sure I get that. And then, so they play Binghamton tonight.
Okay.
Then they play Lemoyne, which what used to be D2, now they're D1.
Okay.
So we got to smoke them. And then we play Syracuse Sunday. That's the death knell. That game's at 2 p.m. Not going to end until 4:30. To drive home from Syracuse, Jason. Probably start leave Syracuse around 5.
You're going to miss all the Sunday games. You're bitter.
Well, I just...
He doesn't care.
I know he doesn't care.
He only cares about one game.
I care about one game.
I know.
I'll watch the others casually, but...
So you'll get home at 11-ish, 11:30?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, brutal. So you won't get any sleep Sunday, and then Monday you won't get any sleep because the commander...
I'm going up solo, right? But D's flying up with Kate Sunday morning to watch, to go to Cornell Syracuse game. And so I'm going to make her drive.
Okay. Smart.
Make her drive home. Yeah, at least half.
That's the move.
I wouldn't do that. I need total control.
Yeah.
I kind of with you. I like driving myself.
You know what my wife likes to do? She likes to drive, and then she sees something on the side of the road.
She takes her eyes off the road.
Sees nice, you know.
Like a flea market.
Like a flea market.
Produce stand.
Or like an old dresser.
Yeah. And she'll just go.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say she stops.
No, she'll just keep watching.
Yeah, and then she
does.
Why has she never gotten in a big accident when you're not
been
around?
Lucky.
Hey, you tell her eyes forward. You got to focus on the road.
Well, a couple times I said, heads up.
Yeah.
You know what's tilting is, and I've driven with people that do this all the time, is that you're driving and they'll like point out the window and be like, whoa, look at that.
Yeah.
Like, dude, I'm driving.
Right. You should be looking at the line of the road. That's all you should be looking
at. We used to always break JP's balls. He was kind of a prime offender. Because he'll drive, and he'll look in the back and start talking.
Right, he'll start flaming you and drive at the same time and takes his eyes off the road.
Instead of just talking like normal people, they just talk and still look at the road.
Cakes does the exorcist move to change lanes, though.
Yeah,
he completely turns his body around.
Quick. You're leaning over and talking to me for 40 seconds. Yeah. Mine is a half second.
But my resume doesn't include running over pylons and going the wrong way on a highway.
Okay, these are minor infractions.
Those are on your resume.
Actually, I don't think people understand.
Actually,
they're
not on
a major highway in Miami.
Yeah.
Major highway.
Mm-hmm.
And there's construction and it's splitting. And you got to go left or you got to go right. Cakes panicked.
Down the middle.
He literally panicked. And he mowed down like 15 pylons. He didn't know which way to go.
They weren't made of steel. They're just little flimsy plastic pylons.
No one's ever done that.
Well, this guy did it. It was very brief.
He panicked. He couldn't make a choice. Unbelievable.
My wife also likes to, she's like JP, she changes the channel.
Okay.
So I'm like, this song, all right.
Right.
And she's changing it. She probably changes the channel 50
Sounds
times.
Sounds very distracting.
In a 10 to 15 minute
Even
trip.
Even when you're driving?
Change, 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 change. Don't like the song, change.
Right.
No, no, not when I'm driving, when she's driving.
Right.
Oh. I thought you said you don't really let her drive.
I don't, but I mean, occasionally when she does.
No, you are Saudi Arabia.
If we go to, I know.
If we, right. Do you wear, make her wear a full? Like,
no, I don't do that.
Yeah, you still give her an allowance.
No, she just no.
You know what?
It's a long story.
She is married to like a Saudi prince.
It's a burka.
Yeah, yeah. She wears a burka. She's on a pay. You know, no, gives her.
She's not.
Can't drive.
No, she's not.
Why is it a long story?
Because it's changed. It's not.
Ah.
She's not on an allowance. She's never on an allowance. You guys just make stuff up. She's got a credit card that she, believe me, she uses the credit card.
She utilizes
it. Right, she's not like on $100 on it.
Yeah, right. I wish.
Right. All right. Valdez, cue this up. I want to find out what the scoop is here. Miley Cyrus is being sued, apparently, for plagiarizing Flowers, I guess off of a Bruno Mars song, When I Was Your Man, which I don't even remember.
I found a mashup. So all right. It'll play a little bit of Bruno, a little bit of Miley, a little bit of Bruno, a little bit of Miley.
Can't they do this with many songs? That they're, because they're only like four chords.
There's
they all
only
play
so
the
much
ones.
Music you can make.
Yeah, yeah.
Too young, too dumb to realize.
Silly.
We were good, we were gold. Kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right.
What are they saying? The beat is the same?
We built a home and watched it burn. I should have bought you flowers. I can buy myself flowers.
Yeah, that sounds.
Write my name in the sand.
Oh, wow. He doesn't own the phrase, I can buy flowers.
Should have gave you all
my hours. Doesn't
sound it. When I had the chance. And I can hold my own head. Yeah, I can love me better than you can.
I'm not sophisticated enough. No. I mean, maybe there's some similarities, but I would say...
I think
no infringement.
Getting, I think
you
know,
made flowers
right
on me for maybe three
yeah,
weeks.
You just wanted to play
great
that.
Show.
It meant to me sad is all.
She's the sad. That played that or
yeah,
Valdez?
That's mine. Oh, okay. Valdez has some. I have most.
Right.
Well, that flowers line is, she kind of does rip it off, but the rest of it I don't understand.
You know how many people have said,
no,
you can buy me flowers?
Bruno says, I should have bought you flowers, held your hand, should have gave you all my hours.
Yeah.
Take you to every party. Miley says, I can buy myself flowers, write my name in the sand, talk to myself for hours, things you don't understand.
So maybe she's responding to Bruno.
Yeah.
Doubt like it.
She's doing the opposite.
It might be an homage, but I don't think she's stealing it. I don't know. I don't know enough about it either.
Bruno's saying, I can buy you flowers. She's saying, no, 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 I can
who told
buy my
us?
Own flowers.
Somebody told us. It doesn't matter who, actually, because now I remember who told us. But remember when that story came out that Bruno Mars like lost like $50 million in a casino at MGM? Or
yes,
whatever?
I remember.
He really did lose $50 million or whatever. Well, they all denied it.
Why do you think he's doing so many gigs at the MGM properties?
I told you, I saw him. He was awesome. And I'm not a Bruno Mars fan. I didn't realize
he's
how good he
awesome.
Was.
He's one of the greatest entertainers. How did you not know? You all used to watch Super Bowl.
Yeah, I didn't particularly like those songs. Like, I'm not into
who
that
cares
genre.
What you
so
like?
Much.
He rocked it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you got to like the songs
that.
To
yeah.
to think that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like every entertainer I see, but I could look at it and go, man, that's freaking amazing.
Sure.
Yeah.
But what do you if you're losing $50 million in a casino, what are you playing per hand?
Well, you're just the biggest whale ever.
I understand that, but what are you playing per hand?
I mean, the highest.
100 grand
Dana
per
White
hand?
Maybe. Dana White plays $250 a hand. He wants to get to the point where they'll allow him to play $1 million a hand. I think there are some guys that play $1 million a hand. That's, I don't know.
Did you see the clip where he gave the Barstool dude, like, you just took $20K off. He's like, here, use this for your wedding. He just tossed him $20K in chips. Yeah, like it was crazy. Nothing. Yeah. Like it was a red chip.
Bruno Mars was one of those shows when I went to MGM National Harbor, you had to turn in your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what my daughter actually said that. You put it like in a pouch.
Yeah, you put it in a pouch.
Yeah.
And then when you come out, they give you your phone back.
I don't know how that came up yesterday, but Kate mentioned that.
Yeah.
Maybe she's been to a show recently, or she's going to a show.
Well, she went to Zach Bryan, but she said, yeah, Bruno Mars, you got to put your phone in a bat pouch.
Mm-hmm. Yep. got to part with your phone for like 2 hours.
I would just put it by my Bozak. Say, come get it. Because I'm keeping it there. All right. So they know, we talked about it earlier, Diddy being held without bail on sex trafficking charges. I think some are saying potentially, now, you know, these things always work out, but he may not get out ever. But I think he's potentially looking at something like 100 years.
Have I missed it? Is there a mugshot? Has it come out yet?
Somebody did post a mugshot. I don't know if it was real or not. I never know what's real.
Hey, what happened to bleeding him dry?
Oh, I think he sold his stuff.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, that's how
he's like officially.
Well, I don't think he's officially busto because he did offer $50 million. I'm sure he's got tons of debt, but he had to sell some properties so he could have some collateral so that he could offer up for bail. I don't know. We'll see. It doesn't look. The interesting thing will be, does Diddy talk or did it come to some sort of agreement where he doesn't, you know, throw away the rest of his life? I mean, how old is Diddy? He's probably 50.
Take us off 53 or 54.
53 is our age?
Probably. Yeah.
So what, you got 20 years maybe?
Yeah.
25?
He's done ski.
Is there such any an chance he nixes himself in jail?
Well, there's a chance that he nixes himself in jail. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You put that in air quotes.
Yes.
Exaggerated air quotes.
Well, there's a big chance of that.
Yeah.
Speaking of jail, Morgan Wallen might be going to jail. He thinks he can just chuck chairs off 9-story buildings.
Yeah.
And just get off scot-free.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying the lawyers would just handle it. It's looking like they obviously don't want to make it look like you can do that.
Sure.
So you're going to have to serve some jail time.
Yeah, you can't make him look like he's above the law just because he's a famous country star.
I mean, we all know that in essence, he is kind of above the law. You know, a normal person might go to jail for 9 years or something.
Yeah.
But he may have to spend 30 to 60 days in the poke. Mm. Would you be sized to spend 30 days in the
yeah,
poke?
Yeah, yeah. That's a good question. Yeah.
Sign me up for that. That'd be great.
No, the question is how much would I have to pay you to spend 30 days in the poke?
Now, again,
well, I'm not sure there's enough money.
This goes to, is it a country club jail or real jail? Like where I'm scared.
County prison, county.
County
like
jail?
County jail.
Or like a different
county
jail?
Well, no one would
jail.
Take any amount of money in a state penitentiary.
Yeah, of course not.
County jail.
Yeah, the one where you go in there for DWIs.
Yes.
Guys, I heard that you guys just play chess all.
Right, so you go in
the
there.
Cakes would play so much poker.
They probably have pickleball courts.
They play spades.
Oh. Yeah, Cakes would be like Worm.
Yeah.
But you got to be there a month.
Playing for smokes.
Yeah.
Like where Jason Wirth went. Yeah. He had to do weekends.
Yeah.
For like his reckless driving.
30 days.
100,000.
I don't get murdered or sexually exploited.
I can't guarantee that.
But. Yeah.
I don't think you get sexually exploited in county.
Probably
jail.
Not.
I mean, you could. You probably could.
Probably could.
Do I get my own cell? Do I get solitary confinement?
Cakes does have soft hands.
I do. They're very
Cakes,
soft.
Hey, take advantage of
those convicts. See those,
like, do you think you're attractive?
Prisoners are desperate, EB.
Yeah.
There's convicts. See those soft hands? They close their eyes, and it's a freak-off.
Yeah, they're going to pour some baby oil on my hand, and then they're going to want me to go over in the corner and do naughty things.
I think you're too old. And no one's interested in you sexually.
I don't know what to tell you.
One person in the world, your wife.
Amy's the only person.
30 days, as long as I'm not dead or as long as I don't, you know, have a full dance card with the other inmates, 100 grand.
There you go. All right, someone offer up 100 grand.
I'm not doing it for 100 grand, by the way.
Okay. 1,000 to go to Jelly Roll, 100K to spend a month in the county jail.
A month in jail.
I'm good to go.
I would cry for 30 straight days. Can't do it. I can't do it.
Okay.
Can't do it. The 100 ain't going to get it done.
You don't have to ponder it much longer. It's never going to happen.
Well, yeah, I'm pondering it. I'm thinking maybe Mooney will offer up.
No, he wouldn't even do that.
That's a lot of reading.
That is.
We
a
are
going to
play Junkies Hypotheticals later this
Very
hour.
Very good.
True. That's it. I entertained you, Cakes.
I only did
a couple stories, too. That's all I needed to do.
Good.
So, I guess there's last but not least, the Kelseys. I'm over. You know, I say Jelly Roll's overexposed.
Yeah.
The Kelseys, I'm over all the Kelseys. Now, Donna Kelsey, is that the mother?
That is the mother, yes.
She's going to be in a Hallmark movie.
Mama Kelsey.
Christmas on Call. I guess it's her second
Jason
one.
Jason will watch it. He loves Hallmark movies.
She's an actress?
Of course she's not an actress.
No. Well, you're saying it's her second one.
Well, what the heck exploiting her.
What, is she like an extra?
I mean, yeah. You know, I don't know. They're exploiting her fame, hoping that dummies like you will watch it.
Jason's the Hallmark movie guy.
Yeah, he's the Hallmark Mark over there.
I didn't even know there was a channel called Hallmark.
It's out there.
Thought you're the entertainment guru.
Yeah.
That's not entertaining to me.
Coming up next, we'll play Contenders or Pretenders NFL version after week 2. Don't go anywhere.